Slashing Cast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the King from Beneath the Sea, as always. I'm your host, Dave.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
We back, baby, again. Season 2, episode 4. It's Friday. For the boys. We're a bourbon family. Well, we're here today. It's probably going to be a short episode. We're going to be doing some... what's the word I'm looking for?
Anticipated 2023
theorizing about movies coming out. Well, not, I mean, it's just discussing. All right, well, yeah. we might throw some theories.
We're going to talk about what we're excited about.
Correct.
Anything we're not excited about?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not too overly, like, underexcited for anything.
Like, I just seen this. The chick from Evil Dead Rise is coming to Days of the
Dead. Oh, yeah, I saw that really this cool. Morning.
We're going.
You want to go?
Well, yeah, we're going.
What dates is it? Is it June?
It's June 23rd through the 25th.
We'll probably make that happen. I don't see why we could.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
First up top, today as of recording, which is Friday, January 7th, 27th, sorry.
Yeah.
Fangoria released their nominees for the Chainsaw Awards.
Ooh.
So I want to talk about some of these. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I have, I think, four or five ones I want to talk about. the categories.
Yeah.
So, nominees for Best Wide Release Movie are as follows. Barbarian, The Black Phone, Nope, Pearl, and X.
Barbarian.
Barbarian, I think, will win.
I think they're going to give it to Pearl or Nope.
They shouldn't. Barbarian was the freshest movie of last year. Dude.
I personally think Barbarian should win.
Yeah. And then next up, nominees for Best Director, Zach Cregger, Barbarian, David Cronenberg. Did I say his name wrong?
No, I was saying already, I want Zach Cregger to win.
David Cronenberg for Crimes of the Future. Haven't seen that one yet.
I've heard mixed things.
I'll still watch it. Chloe Okuno for Watcher. Never saw her.
That's
heard
a good
that
one.
Is it?
I watched that like last week. It's really good.
Jordan Peele for Nope. And then Ty West for X.
Okay.
Zach Cregger hopefully wins.
Yeah, like there's no wrong answers to this.
No.
But, like,
and Jordan Peele's Nope was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I liked X. I haven't seen Crimes of the Future or Watcher, so I can't really weigh in. Best Screenplay. See Robert Cargill on Scott Derrickson for The Black Phone, Zach Cregger for Barbarian, Mia Goth and Ty West for Pearl, Jordan Peele for Nope, and Seth Reese and Will Tracy for The Menu.
Very nice.
Honestly, I hope The Menu takes it. I want The Menu or The Black Phone.
Yeah.
Because those stories were pretty damn good.
Once again, like none of those are wrong answers, but
yeah.
I'm still going Barbarian.
Yeah,
they're going to sweep
Barbarian.
I hope,
the Menu.
But I feel like they're not.
I hope so,
man. Because Barbarian was the shit.
Yeah. We got two more. Best Makeup Effects. Alexandra Anger and Monica Pavez. Black Spot Effects is their company. Crimes of the Future is what they did.
Okay.
I'm going to have a hard time saying this because it's Eastern European, it looks like. Lyudmil Ivanov for Barbarian. Great fucking effects. Naturally, they had to throw this in. Damien Leone for Terrifier 2.
He'll probably win.
Probably.
Yeah.
Josh and Sierra Russell at Russell Effects for Hellraiser. And then Kevin Wozner and Weta Workshop for X. And Weta Workshop did great.
Yeah, I think I think what's
you can't
name?
Go wrong with hiring Weta Workshop.
Damien Leone. No. Is it Damien or David?
Damien.
I think he'll win.
Probably.
I think he'll win that one.
I'd like to see him win, but the people that did Hellraiser, I wouldn't mind seeing them win.
Last up, I haven't seen two of these shows, and I haven't seen the second season of Chucky, but nominees for Best Series this year, Cabinet of Curiosities, which I heard was great. That's Guillermo
fantastic.
Del Toro, right?
Fantastic, yeah.
It's Guillermo Del Toro and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I think Panos Cosmanos is in it, too.
Yep. We got Chucky for, I assume, season two.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What We Do in the Shadows. I'm not current on that.
I love What We
Do
in the Shadows.
But I do love... I'm on season two still.
I need to watch it.
I took a long break. I just needed a rest from it because I binged like the first season and a half
Yeah.
fast.
I love What We Do in the Shadows.
It is a great show. And then Yellow Jackets, which I hear is a phenomenal show.
I've heard shit about that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm surprised they didn't nominate The Midnight Club, which was like
Mike Flanagan's new thing. Yeah,
they got canceled like immediately after because he moved to Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I didn't know that's why they dropped him.
Yeah,
that's fucking stupid. Yep. Anyway, I'm hoping What We Do in the Shadows wins the series award.
I think it'll be Chucky.
I heard the end of Chucky season 2 was pretty bland.
I think it will be.
I think it'll either be Cabinet or Chucky. To be honest,
Stranger Things probably doesn't have a chance.
Well, oh fuck, maybe Stranger Things because a lot of people like that. Because it is voter based, right?
Based on who wins. I don't know. Probably. I just happened to see it on Instagram.
It might be
today.
Stranger Things. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Stranger Things season 4 was pretty good. I will say, like, the fan base like ruins it. Ruins it for me like every goddamn time. But
faux show.
I know y'all are just having fun, but some of y'all are fucking annoying.
Where was I going? I don't know. That's all I got for the Fangoria Awards.
Did they say if they're streaming it on Shudder this year? Because they did last year.
If they did last year, I'm assuming they're going to this year.
Because Polka Dot Man hosted it last year.
Oh, Damien Dasmalchin?
Yeah.
I think that's how you say his last name.
Yeah,
so
I wonder who they're going to get to host it this year.
Dude, Bill Skarsgård would be a great host.
I don't think
they would
like,
never pull
money.
Bill Skarsgård.
Shudder got Bill Skarsgård money.
They'll probably get like David Howard Thornton or some shit like that.
Dude, honestly, that'd be lit if he dressed up as Art and like mimed all the hosts.
He doesn't say a word.
Cool.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That would be funny.
What if they did like a live effects thing?
I'd fuck with it.
I'd fuck with it for sure. Anyway, that's all I got for just odds and ends stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as of this recording, there's been a couple of... So, I'm going to go ahead and kind of run through some movies and then anything else, you know, we could talk about. So, as of this recording, there's been a few of these movies that have came out already. For example, Megan, Skinamarink, and Infinity Pool.
We can go ahead and talk about those real quick.
Currently in theaters and or...
Yeah, Infinity Pool
available
came out today.
For VOD or some shit like that.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen any of the trailers for any of those movies besides Megan.
Yeah.
What was the second one you said?
Skinamarink, yeah.
They haven't really done trailers. It's been more viral marketing.
Seems more like... like I saw it like got $1 million in box office, which is
what pisses me off about it, though. When it was still in like the festival circuit, people were pirating it. And then TikTokers were like, it was leaked a long time ago, but people were watching like, oh, dude, it's so fucking scary. And I'm like, yeah, but you just stole this dude's fucking work.
Yeah.
This guy filmed this for $15,000 in his childhood home.
Yeah,
it's and you just
up.
Shit on his fucking work by stealing it from him.
Yeah, I've heard like mixed
pretty
things about
up.
It. Like, I know it comes
I
to
heard
Shudder.
There's some parts as scary as Hereditary.
Yeah.
Like, on that level. But I also hear it's in the dark, like, the whole time.
Yeah,
which is fucking terrifying.
That's
where it comes
scary.
To Shudder on the 2nd of February, I think.
Yes.
And then Megan's been out. A lot of people like
couple
Megan.
Weeks now.
I'm honestly surprised that a lot of people like that movie.
I think it's because they went campy with it.
I don't care for it. It looks fucking stupid.
I haven't seen
I'll
it.
Watch it probably
I'll wait
when it comes,
comes
to VOD.
To streaming.
Yeah. I'll wait for it. I'll probably go to HBO Max.
Honestly, I still need to see Smile. I've heard a lot
Same.
Of good
yeah,
stuff
Yeah, I haven't
that.
Seen that yet. Riley and Nick, I've listened to their review of it, and they said it was pretty good.
But yeah, and then Infinity Pool, I think we talked about that on our first episode back.
I don't know.
It's Brandon Cronenberg, so I'm sure it's going
to
be
it's
good.
His, yeah, it's not a good. Sequel to Possessor, but it's his follow-up
no, it's
film.
A, yeah. Okay, so next on this list is M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Knock at the Cabin.
That actually has my interest.
Eh, I feel like it's going to fall to the Shyamalan curse where like it's going to be good till the fucking end because that man can't
I don't know if I
do endings
yeah.
at all.
I don't know if I'll see this in theaters. I'm just going to say
I
that.
Don't know if I like the premise sounds good on paper.
Yeah.
But if they execute it well and it's good, it's good. But like, we're here because y'all got to sacrifice one of yourselves.
Well, it's going to be like an apocalypse movie, it looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. It well, they're gotta, they have to prevent the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It seems interesting. It has my interest. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Goose. God damn.
Zach and his wife's cat just hissed at his wife, Krista. She is very angry.
She's not feeling good. It's okay.
She's all right.
Okay, and so here's a big boy, Scream 6.
Comes out March.
Yeah,
that's very excited.
Good. I still haven't seen the trailer. I need to.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't
seen
the trailer yet.
All I gotta tell you, Ghostface ain't fucking around. He blows the dude's head off with a shotgun.
I gotta be honest, it looks beautiful. Pretty fun.
Yeah. Snatches a 12 gauge from this motherfucker and BAM!
Like, I'm not a big, like, Scream nut or anything like that, but it looks pretty fun.
It looks good.
Just, there's something about, like, just Ghostface in New York that intrigues me.
He really ain't fucking around no more.
Running around with a shotgun and bodegas and shit like that.
Okay. We need... You've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get Zach's opinion when he watches the trailer. Did you hear a key, ma, ma, ma at the end of the trailer?
Yes, I did.
I know people are
saying
that. Keep in
mind, this is Paramount, too.
I know. I don't...
Could Jason show up in this movie?
I don't hear
I can
It sounds like the train to
it's
me.
It's not
that's
like
all I, yeah.
It's not like super it's, obvious, but
it's not a literal kiki ki ma ma ma. It's just the way the rhythm of the sound goes.
Yeah. That
so
could,
yes, I technically hear the rhythm, but it's not a kiki.
But in the
ma,
teaser
ma,
trailer you could see people with like
Jason masks,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a Samara Weaving from Ready or Not.
Yeah.
There's some ghost faces, obviously.
Yeah,
Jason.
Like,
There's a Babadook.
Yeah. And then in terms of, like, who will be in this, you know, like...
Samara Weaving.
Everybody from Scream 5, Scream 5.
Who plays Flash in the new Spider-Man?
I can't remember.
He's going to be in it.
But, yeah, he'll be in it.
I'm actually pretty excited Samara Weaving's going to be in it.
Kirby's returning.
But I feel like they're going to waste her.
Who, Jenna?
No, Samara Weaving.
Samara Weaving. I think she's going to be the opening kill.
That's what I
think,
too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because, you know, that's... It's their thing. It's a big name.
Because she's barely in the trailer, but at the same time, it's like, remember, the first one was marketed all around Drew Barrymore, which is really what threw people
off.
And
they're not marketing her at all, so either she's a very important character...
She's the killer.
She's the killer, or she's going to die in the opening.
She's a very important character, or she's going to die in the cold open. But, I don't know, we'll have to wait till March 10th.
Plot twist.
March 10th.
Stu's daughter.
To find out.
Huh? What'd you say?
Plot twist. She's Stu's daughter. Or double plot
God
twist.
Damn.
She's Roman's daughter.
Oh, no.
We're done.
We're done.
Please don't do some shit.
Yeah,
like
please don't
that.
Do
We're
that
going
shit.
On a hiatus
I'm
again
tired
indefinitely.
Of that shit.
Yeah, please don't do that shit.
Okay, so next up, I don't know what the fuck this is. This comes out April 7th. It's The Pope's Exorcist.
Hey, yo.
I've never heard of this movie
Neither
until now.
I.
I'm on a website looking at lists and shit.
That sounds interesting.
It's got Russell Crowe in it.
It's the Pope getting arrested by the fucking FBI for child pornography.
Oh, no.
Everybody in the Vatican's getting indicted.
Okay, here's another big boy. Here's another big boy. Renfield, starring Nicholas Holt and Nicholas Cage.
That's going to be fucking lit.
I still haven't seen... Oh, I've seen the beginning of the trailer where he runs in and he goes, I need to get out of a toxic relationship.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
I haven't seen anything other than that. But I am excited because Nick Cage is fucking Dracula.
Yeah.
And Nicholas Holt, I fucking love
him. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yep. Watch the trailer because it's a lot of fun.
Well, I don't want anything to be ruined.
Or if you just want to wait until the movie comes out, that's fine too.
Like nowadays, I don't really watch trailers that much anymore.
But yeah, that comes out April 14th. So not that long from now. And it says it's based on the character Renfield from Bram Stoker's Dracula. So,
yeah.
It also stars Awkwafina, Ben Schwartz, who played Sonic in the live-action movies.
Yeah.
All right. Another big boy.
This
Evil
is probably
fucking Dead Rise.
This is probably my most
We've
anticipated.
We've been waiting for this movie
for 10 years.
Not only that, when did Evil Dead Rise get teased? Not even Evil Dead Rise. When did the new Evil Dead movie get teased?
So
2018?
Sam Raimi initially came out and said that he's working on a new Evil Dead movie in 2019.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, he's producing it.
Yeah,
he
said he's producing it, but they're, you know, he knows a good bit of people writing, or like somebody was writing it or something like that.
Did Lee Cronin write?
Because it's, no, he's directing.
I know, yeah.
But
that's when he announced that Lee Cronin was going to be the director.
it's his production team that produced this. So like Bruce is a producer, Sam's a producer.
Naturally.
And all kinds of shit like that. It was originally supposed to premiere on HBO Max, but luckily it's coming to theaters on the 21st of April.
Which we'll definitely hit that.
Which is the day after our 3-year podcast anniversary.
Yeah.
Yep. Which we're definitely hitting up Evil Dead.
That's what I'm most anticipated for. I'm already willing to bet that this is going to be the best one of the year.
Dude, it just the trailer alone, the fucking cheese grater on the leg. This movie is not fucking around.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah, I saw the cheese grater.
That was pretty fucked. I'm not going to lie. Up. But hey, I mean, Red Band trailers are fucking lit. I'm happy that they did that again because they did that for 2013.
Mm-hmm.
They put the Red Band trailer where you got to see all kinds of gore almost
all R-rated movies have a Red Band trailer.
Yeah.
You just have to go find them.
I just remember when they dropped it and I sent it to the group chat. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, because like Entertainment Tonight's not going to drop the Red Band trailer. They're going to drop the Green Band.
The scalping?
Yeah, I used to seek out the Red Band trailers because I wanted to see the shit they weren't going to show me on the fucking commercials.
Scalping where she rips that bitch's like scalp off?
Yeah.
What I'm excited for is, like, yeah, it looks like a lot of this is going to be in the high-rise apartment building in, like, a city somewhere.
That's cool.
But it looks like they're going to have some at the cabin, too.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw like in
the trailer. Yeah, maybe it'll be cabin. A hallucination or a dream, maybe.
The opening's going to be at the cabin or something.
They have to find the book somewhere.
Yeah. And I feel like it can't just be something stupid like somebody delivered it to y'all through the mail. You know,
library.
Plus the Necronomicon looks dope.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really cool.
It's got teeth on the
side.
Now, I wonder if this is a continuation at all from what we've seen.
I doubt it.
Not the remake, but like the original trilogy.
I doubt it.
I think they're all loosely connected, but I think that this is its own
thing. I don't know.
I'm guessing like a multiversal thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a multiverse. I know what you mean.
Probably a multiversal thing.
Yeah. Like, I'm still going to shit my pants if, like, fucking Bruce shows up. I doubt he will, but I'd still
maybe
do
it's like a cameo, like, in 2013 where he's in the credits, but.
Yeah.
I'll still creep if he comes.
He's not going to be Ash, though.
Nah.
Are you imagining if fucking Mia shows up? Mia fucking shows
up? I'll cream, too. I don't give a fuck.
I'll bust a fat nut. I seen Jane Levy anywhere.
Nah, bro, he's going to be Pizza Papa from
we need
Doctor
pizza.
Strange
yeah,
2.
We need Pizza Papa.
That's fine. I don't care.
He's not
the
hero we needed, but the one
we
deserved.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Dead Rise is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it will be. It will be certified. What's
certified hood classic.
Legalized nuclear bombs.
Okay, so next we've got probably to a lot of people a big boy, but not to me. Bo is Afraid, coming out in April as well.
I have no interest in this movie.
This is
whatsoever.
Ari Aster's new movie, his third movie, I think.
Fourth directorial, third feature. He's done a short for film school.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. Y'all need to go watch it.
So this guy did Hereditary and Midsommar.
Yeah, but his short film, it's called Something, There's Something About the Johnsons or Something Wrong with the Johnsons.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the ending is fucked up. It's nothing you'll see coming.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube for free. You've seen it?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it, though.
You need to watch it. So do you.
I like
Hereditary.
I still haven't
seen Midsommar.
I like Hereditary, but after rewatching...
My brother.
After rewatching Midsommar, I was kind of let down. I think it's way too fucking long.
It's close to 3 hours.
This...
It's going to be three and a half to four
That's hours.
Way
from what
too
I understand.
He
long
did
for
scrap
a
the 4 hour cut. It
I
is
going
to so. It is going to be long, but not 4 hours.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't care.
Three
if it's,
is enough, man.
Yeah. Like,
that's way too much.
I get
as it is.
That
so.
It, you know, A24 stuff and Ari Aster stuff is very artsy fartsy, but this motherfucker does not need to be fucking 3.5 hours long.
I'm intrigued by the story. It's like a...
Well, like, the trailer looks interesting.
Dive into this man's psyche.
There's, like, animation and shit in it?
Yeah. And it goes through, like, this man's life. So, like, we're going to have the character's kid as an adult and as an old man.
And they're all played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Except for the kid, I think.
No, the kid is Joaquin Phoenix, too. It's like CGI or some shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Interesting.
I'm not super psyched for it.
I'm not either, but...
This is going to be... I'll wait till VOD.
824 yeah. is kind of like... They're just that... What are they? Are they a studio or some shit like that? They're just that studio that they put out a bunch of shit that's just not for me.
They're a production company.
Actually. Production company, whatever.
Studio production company.
You know, they just potato, put out potato. A bunch of shit that's just, yeah. it ends up not being for me.
I like Hereditary.
Yeah, Hereditary.
There
good.
Are some movies you that interest watch me. It a lot, it's just, no. I don't want to, it's a task to watch an A24 movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
All right. So we got another big point. Y'all ready for this? Insidious 5, starred and directed by Patrick Wilson.
Do not care.
Do not care.
Haven't seen any of the Insidiouses.
Patrick Wilson is directing that?
Patrick Wilson
yeah,
is
Yeah, I'm pretty
directing.
Sure they're bringing oh, back shit. The original story where, like, it's the wife and him
I mean,
and
they,
the kid.
They kind of need
July
to.
That's
the most interesting
the
part.
Huh?
This comes out July 7th, by the way.
I mean, that's something I'll probably wait to come to streaming.
Here's the thing.
I haven't seen any of them since the first one, so I don't really care.
That's how well, I've watched all of them,
Here's the
essentially.
Thing. I've said this on the show. I'm not, like, a big fan of, like, ghosts and supernatural horror and shit like that.
Is there a butt coming?
But Insidious is actually kind of good.
The first Insidious is a very solid movie.
One of the best paranormal
movies
probably ever.
The sequels aren't bad either.
I think
I
Insidious
remember.
Chapter 2 is pretty good. I think everything after,
I think
probably take relief.
One. The third one I remember being okay. The fourth one I've heard's good, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen the fourth one either.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck this is. It's called Cuckoo.
No idea.
Hunter Schafer stars in this horror movie about a teenager who moves in her parents to a resort only to find out her new home may not be what it seems. Premieres September 29th. Okay.
That sounds interesting.
We'll see. We'll yeah, see, you know.
I was hoping it was going to be like a remake of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, speaking no. of a remake, we have The Exorcist. Star,
dude!
Directed by David Gordon Green.
Fuck you, David
dude.
Gordon Green.
I saw something somewhere. I don't know if this is confirmed or not. I do not know. But it pissed me off because if it's the way that I read it and it's not just a rumor, like it's confirmed, it's a legit leak, it's going to be about Reagan's daughter.
I'll kill everybody in the theater.
It says it's a sequel.
Swear to fucking God.
Oh, you might be right. It says it's a sequel. Because
I saw
the
something the other day.
73 film. So they're doing another fucking
I
reboot.
Saw the
oh,
other day.
No.
I read it and it pissed me off and I didn't fact check it. So this may be just hearsay. It's about a friend of Reagan whose daughter's going through the same shit, I believe.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And if it is going to be Halloween 2018 Part 3, because Texas Chainsaw 2022 did the same shit,
yeah.
I'm done. Like,
I'm
kind of
tired.
Dude, Halloween
reboots,
2018
to be honest.
Made sense. They did what they fucking did.
Yeah.
And then they ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't need to keep After. Fucking, oh my God, what if we do a 40-year fucking sequel?
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's.
Every time David Gordon Green gets a new IP, oh, dude, next Nightmare on Elm Street. But
oh,
it's Nancy's
but
fucking 40 grandson.
Years,
hey,
40 years
better.
Later.
Guess what this is, though? This Let's is see. A Blumhouse movie, too.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
No. At this point, fuck Jason Blum and fuck David Gordon Green.
Hey, okay. hey, I would say fuck Jason Blum. Fuck David Gordon Green.
Listen. He got some of my respect back when he announced that the Five Nights
listen,
at Freddy's movie
sure
was going
good
forward
guys, okay.
and that the production crew said, we are filming shit I wouldn't want anyone to fucking see. Meaning, they're probably sticking true with the source material.
Probably.
And
which is
Matthew
cool.
Lillard is playing William fucking Afton, a.k.a. Purple Guy.
Yeah, that's going to be lit.
Shaggy's killing fucking kids, y'all.
Yeah,
are you talking about, what are you talking about?
Five Nights at
Five
Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's, that's right.
Yeah. Him We're killing John. Kids, not literally.
Him and Josh
Stuff
Hutcherson
motherfuckers
in
suits.
In
we got exoskeletons.
Spring okay. traps.
So we got another big boy. I know I've been saying that a lot, but we got another big boy, okay?
How many big boys are there?
I don't know.
Another
See,
big boy. We're going to be in a fucking sumo ring.
Are y'all ready for this next big boy?
Yeah.
We got.
Live that love.
Saw X.
Nope. Do not give a fuck. Jigsaw, mid as fuck. Spiral, the Book of Saw, it was okay.
Spiral kind of disappointed me. Like I
wanted more out of it.
I thought it was it okay.
And I think Tobin Bell's coming back for
Tobin
this
Bell is coming back
Some
for this
fucking
one.
That's
how.
Kind of like a a green flag for me because I love Tobin
another
Bell.
Fucking prequel?
Okay, so let me read this real quick.
Is this going to be a sequel to Jigsaw?
It says, that was although the previous Saw installment, 2021 Spiral, was a disappointment. They fucking say that in this article here.
Yeah.
It's possible Saw X, the 10th movie in the franchise, could entice audiences to care about Jigsaw and his gore-filled games again. Tobin Bell, who plays a serial killer, John Kramer, the controller of the creepy little doll, is set to return.
I don't know.
It doesn't say what kind of movie it's going to be, like if it's going to be a reboot or a direct sequel to the original.
If they did, like...
If they're rebooting Saw, why the fuck would they call it Saw X?
I don't fucking know.
It'd be kind of neat to see...
Scream 5, Scream...
Hollywood. We need to talk.
I don't know. It'd be kind of neat to see, like, Tobin Bell back as, like, maybe they're doing, like, his first outing as maybe. Him, his,
wasn't
like...
Wasn't that what Jigsaw was?
His, like, prototype... Nah, that was something else. Jigsaw was a little different. Because he's, like, he's not in Jigsaw.
He is.
No, he's not.
At the end, because it's revealed that it's a prequel...
Yeah, but like because
he saves his old boy that is the first protege.
Huh?
The dude at the end, the cop or whatever? That was the first No, dude. Oh, my God. Who was that fuck? Was he one of the cops?
So yeah. The first protege was Amanda.
Yeah.
Nah,
oh, no, it's old boy. It's
oh, that's right. It's the fucking guy who cuts his foot.
Yeah,
off.
Orange Gordon, I'm a doctor. But that wasn't the first one either. The guy from Jigsaw turned out to be a protege of Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he was the
prequel.
Guy passed out in the bucket in the beginning.
It's a
the
prequel, bucket. Yeah.
And they show it at the end that he was that John Kramer saved him.
That movie fucking sucks.
And gave him a second chance. He's like, you're going to learn from me.
But I mean, like, after he gets his diagnosis or what and whatnot, and he, like, starts to formulate his plans.
Yeah, it's Amanda and then Hoffman.
I don't fucking know. The Saw timeline is so convoluted at this fucking point.
Yeah, it is.
Either it's going to be good or it's going to be shit. Who's directing?
It doesn't say here.
They got...
Maybe James Wan will, like, produce?
No, he hasn't produced any... I don't think he's produced any
I don't
of
think
them.
He's produced any of them since, like, the seventh one, I think.
Which was the final chapter?
Yeah, it was, like... Yeah, I think it was the final chapter. And then, like, Jigsaw and Spiral he didn't fuck with,
I don't think. Either it's going to be good or it's going to be shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
So this next one on the list here, I've never heard of. Run, Rabbit, Run, which is kind of fucking spooky because of the whole goddamn song
run,
on TikTok.
Rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run.
So it says, Succession Sarah Snook stars in this Australian horror film about a fertility doctor whose seven-year-old daughter begins to act increasingly strange after... The arrival of a mysterious rabbit.
Gnar!
That sounds kind of interesting. Sounds weird. Maybe a little fucked up.
Is it fucked? Is it just fucked up Alice in Wonderland?
I don't know.
Is this bitch jumping in fucking halls?
I don't know. We got another big boy.
Another one.
This
At
one,
this point, I'm going to fucking do it. One of them. Ding! Every time you fucking... A big boy. Ding!
Bailey, you might be kind of mad about this one.
I don't know. Say it, motherfucker.
It's The Strangers remake.
I didn't even know they were remaking the fucking Strangers.
I didn't know that was a thing.
The Strangers.
This is a confirmed project.
It says a remake of the deeply creepy 2008 film The Strangers follows a couple who have to stop at an Airbnb while on a road trip and must survive against three masked attackers. And then Madeline Petch of Riverdale fame.
I love her. Just
leads
saying.
The film.
Hey, yo.
Interesting.
This is expected to come out this year, but there's no like release date.
Well, that sounds like they're modernizing the source material.
A lot of people are pissed about this because they don't think that The Strangers needs like a remake or a reboot.
I mean,
I saw when they announced this, there's going to be three new movies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know they were remaking.
So it's
going to
be a remake and then
I
sequels
thought they
to the
announced
remake.
Three sequels to what we have already.
No, because didn't they can't like do sequels to that, can they?
I mean, we don't know if Sackhead's actually dead. He's fucking supernatural. He fucking blew up and walked out of it.
I think this is its own
Mikey
thing.
Mikey Mai-Mai style.
Wow. I think yeah, I was like, so this is going to be a remake and then I think the two movies are going to be sequels to this.
IDK, bro. Just have to wait and see. But The Strangers terrifies me to this fucking day.
Yeah, I like The Strangers.
It's a good movie, but isn't it fucking creepy?
It's fucked up.
It's creepy, isn't it?
A, like, the big line is, you know, why are you doing this?
Because you were home.
Yeah. Yeah,
terrifies me to my fucking core.
I haven't seen Strangers Pray at Night, but I've heard it's like not as well written, but it's like shockier,
if The Strangers is an homage to 70s invasion films, Stranger Things 2 Pray at Night, sorry Zach, is
Stranger Things 2.
Oh, The Strangers 2 yeah. Pray at Night, sorry.
Wait a second, buddy.
Wait a minute.
That's a movie I don't want to see.
No, The Strangers 2 Pray at Night is an homage to 80s slashers. There is a beautiful scene, a battle, if you will, between Sackhead and the son in that movie, In the Pool, scored to Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Beautiful.
And it fucking rocks, dude.
Still haven't seen
it. I think I'm going to watch The Strangers Pray at Night when I get home, because it's on Amazon Prime.
I need to
Prime.
Rewatch the first one.
Dude,
watch the
oh my God. You know what terrifies me to my fucking core? The voice at the beginning of that movie.
Yeah.
Sounds like John Larroquette of Texas Chainsaw. I don't think it's him.
That's probably what they were trying to go for.
It's fucking creepy. Like, I don't want to look out Zach's fucking black windows right now, because I'm like, ooh, he's out there.
Okay. So next, we have one I haven't heard of. It's called The Deliverance.
Deliverance.
I've heard okay. something about this, I thought.
So,
well, there's a movie called Deliverance with, I think, Billy Bob Thornton. And there's a man that gets essayed in it. You know what SA is?
Yeah.
Like, it's like they get essayed by rednecks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like Billy Bob Thornton and his manly friends go on like a camping trip and they get assaulted by hilljacks.
Okay. Yeah. So, The Deliverance, 2023. It stars Andra Day, Monique, Omar Epps, and Caleb McLaughlin of Stranger Things fan. That's Lucas.
Yeah.
And Glenn Close. They star in this upcoming Netflix movie directed by Lee Daniels. I don't know who that is. Based
he made
on
The Butler.
Oh, he did? Okay. Based on a real-life haunting account, the film follows a mother in Gary, Indiana.
Hey, yo.
Whose children appear to become possessed.
Oh, I know what story they're adapting. Hell no.
What is it with this Caleb McLaughlin kid? Playing in things that take place in Indiana.
Well,
listen, it's only two times.
I mean, fuck, it's Indiana.
There's
There's a pattern.
It's Indiana. That's pretty. Those are pretty high numbers for Indiana. Okay.
They got. Hold on. Is this about Demon House?
I think it is.
The house that Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures bought. Yes, it's based on LaToya Ammons's Demon House. Motherfucker. Of course we're getting a fucking movie. There's already a shitty documentary about this goddamn house.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all ready for
goddamn
another big boy?
I swear to God. Ding!
Ding! Okay, we got Salem's Lot.
Honestly,
yeah, I'm excited for that.
Y'all know I'm about to probably get punched in the face. I have not seen Salem's Lot.
The original's pretty good.
I hear it. I've seen the spooky vampire floating out the window.
It's
Everyone's seen that.
It's pretty spooky.
It's a mini series, so it's really long.
I know.
I think it's like 3 hours long.
I know, baby.
You don't know shit.
But it says Lewis Pullman is set to star in an adaptation of Stephen King's Salem's Lot. The story has been adapted before both films and TV limited series, and it's expected to premiere in 2023.
Yeah.
But they also said that last year. It was supposed to premiere in 2022.
Well, maybe there was supply chain demands.
Let's hope,
met.
Because I'd rather it fucking be this year than another year.
Listen, it'll be out. They got when it's out.
No.
No.
Okay.
So, there's not like a lot of info on this.
Anything else?
I hope that it's... Yeah, there's actually a couple more.
You got any other big boys?
So, there's three more on this list.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
So there's three more on this list, and these are not big boys, okay? Okay?
They're itty-bitty boys. They got.
So the next one is called All Fun and Games, and it says Azza Butterfield stars along Natalia Dyer from Stranger Things, All Fun and Games, which follows siblings who find themselves in a strange demonic game. That's all that's said here. Comes out this year, apparently. Then there's The Parenting. Eddie Falco, Brian Cox. Ooh, nice. Parker Posey.
They got.
And others star in The Parenting, a horror comedy about a gay couple who host a wedding or who host a weekend getaway with their parents, which quickly turns dark when they all discover an ancient evil entity.
Huh.
The gays are going to die.
Maybe.
Or it's going to be a gay empowerment movie. Either or.
We'll see.
Let's see.
This one's kind of funny. not like I don't know shit about this, but the title is funny. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Night Bitch.
Night Bitch.
Night Bitch.
Amy Adams will star in Night Bitch, a film based on a best-selling novel of the same name. It follows a stay-at-home mom who discovers she can transform into a dog. Hence the film's cheeky title.
What the fuck? I love it.
God damn.
That's literally the goddamn synopsis of the book on Google.
Holy
Night
shit.
Bitch.
Hey, bitch. Movie of the year right there.
Yeah, that's going to be it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Bark, bark, bitch. I mean,
yeah, bark, bark, bark.
Okay, so there's one more that I can talk about before we move on to possible, like, these guys might know more than I do. But Kids vs. Aliens also came out this year. I watched it. I fucking loved it. It's only 75 minutes. If it's playing in a theater near you, go see it. If it is, or if it's not, just rent it. Anywhere you can rent or buy movies. If you like Monster Squad, it's kind of like Monster Squad, but with aliens.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the kids are likable. All the characters are likable, except for like the bullies are kind of shitheads, but they get what's coming to them.
Good.
And the aliens are cool. Special effects are cool.
Huh.
It's made by the guy who did Hobo with a Shotgun, and he also did Dark Side of the Ring.
Very nice.
So, there's a fun fact for you. And the wrestling ring that they use for like the reenactments in Dark Side of the Ring is in the movie. Yeah. So, yeah, Jason Eisner gave us another banger.
Bang, gang.
Because I like Hobo with a Shotgun, too.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Okay, so...
Ain't got nothing on Velocipaster, though.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat Velocipaster.
So, do y'all know anything that's coming out this year that you're excited for?
Pretty much named all the stuff that I was
the
looking Dead forward
Space
to.
Dead Space game remake.
Came out today.
It came out today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Are y'all excited? Or?
I am. I can't play it. I don't have a PS5.
You can't
it's
play
next
it?
Gen only.
Yeah.
It's on Xbox, right, the new Xbox, and the PS5.
I thought you were about to say it's an Xbox exclusive. I was like, that's
I mean,
up.
They probably would have done that. Because I'm pretty sure it sold more on the Xbox.
Yeah.
I played Dead Space 2 on the 360.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Dead Space.
And I thought it was a Xbox exclusive.
Can't go wrong with Dead Space.
Any bro. Other games, movies, books, TV shows?
No. Well, it's not horror related, but Power Wash Simulator comes out for PS4, PS5, and Nintendo Switch January 31st.
Oh, nice.
And there have been times...
You said
dude,
Switch?
Yeah.
I might get it.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it on PS4 and Switch.
Nice.
The amount of hours I spent watching, and I'm not the biggest Markiplier fan, but I've watched his series on that, and Smitty, shout out my boy Smitty.
Yeah, the boy Smitty.
I love his Power Wash video series. The amount of hours I've wasted just watching it absolutely zooted out of my fucking mind.
It is mesmerizing.
And then I'm going to get, now I can get extremely zooted and do the power washing, brother.
Yeah.
Actually, this is going to sound real stupid. There's a game called Lawn Mowing Simulator. I have it.
Is I have it fun?
It's pretty fun.
I'm not gonna lie.
You get, dude. I get super into it because there's a first person POV and you can steer the wheel and shit.
Yeah. There's
I get into
there's
it.
There's like a bunch of Facebook videos of like people like power washing rugs.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. You just.
I'll sit there and I'll watch those for like
yes
an hour or two
when,
easily.
One of the first times, I was on vacation in Illinois.
Yeah.
I bought some edibles because Illinois is a legal state.
Good for them.
Indiana? Come on, man. I got super stoned. And I watched about 3 hours worth of rug cleaning videos from start
so
to finish.
Fun, dude.
I'm like, yeah, dude, get the fucking soap bucket out.
You ever like catch yourself?
Suck that shit.
You ever catch yourself like when you're watching those and you're like, you didn't get all that. Go back and do that.
You got dude, help. There you was got- one I watched. This cat shelter had a big rug in their cat room.
Big ass rug.
And there was piss soaked into it.
Oh, I bet it smelled awful.
You know how they saturate it on the top and the bottom?
Yeah.
The dude did that 6 times and it still wasn't coming out.
Mm.
Jeez. I'm like, so yeah, what they do, they soak the top, they soak underneath, then they take a bucket full of cleaner and they get it on there and then they suds it up, then they rinse it, then they do the underside. He did that 6 full times and this motherfucker was not getting cleaned.
Some of them are like so bad that it like the videos on Facebook and shit, they're sped up, but you could tell it.
No, dude, I watch them on YouTube where they're normal speed.
Oh shit!
And
really?
They're like 45 minutes to 2 hours long, depending how big the job is. And I'll be sitting there just drooling, just
See, I watch the ones on Facebook that are like sped up and shit.
They're like,
yeah, with the power scrubbers or whatever.
Yeah, dude,
that's fucking fun.
I want to get a power washer just to fuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to like cut watermelons in half and shit.
Like the ones where like they spray the cars down. That shit's cool.
Yeah.
With the soap and then hit it with the water.
Yeah. You can do that at car washes.
Like the foamy looking soap?
Yeah. They have those at some car washes.
Hmm.
You know the ones you drive? Not the one that you go on the belt, but the one you drive through. It's like a garage, an auto garage.
Yeah.
And you stop. And yeah, they have the wands with the soap and stuff at some of them.
Yeah, I remember those.
They got soap. But yeah, dude, I'm going to play the fuck out of some Power Wash Simulator.
Yeah.
Power Wash.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be like some new content for like Evil Dead the game and shit.
Ruby's coming,
and then with the new movie, I'm sure those characters are probably gonna come too.
I'm gonna come.
But yeah, that sounds like it's about it.
It'll be pretty lit.
I'm hoping we don't know the release date for TCM the game from Gun Interactive.
Oh, that's right.
I hope it comes out.
Killer
this
Clowns.
Year. Does that come out this year?
Yeah,
I think so. Let's go.
We got.
Yeah, the Killer Clowns game looks awesome, dude. Yeah. This is going to be a good year for horror games.
We're eating good.
But yeah, I hope TCM comes out around like fall, like late fall or late summer, early fall. Sorry.
It feels like it'd be more of like a summer type thing.
Yeah, the movie takes place in August.
It's hot as fuck in Texas Chainsaw.
Because I'm pretty sure the game, isn't it? It's a prequel to the first movie.
The what?
The game. The lore in the game is a prequel to the first movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Because that girl that went missing, Maria Flores, her family comes looking for her like in the first movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
catch up on your lore dump.
Yeah. Sorry.
Come on, bro.
I've been trying not to like watch too much of it because I'm kind of like I'm a person that likes to go into shit blind these days.
You need to go on the shameless plug for our friends Slash and Cast. Look at all their videos of all the stuff they revealed, like where the game starts, like you start hung up on a hook and you got to do like a quick time event, I think, to get off the hook.
Yeah,
like I didn't sneak and shit.
I didn't watch a lot of the footage for Evil Dead the game.
You
either.
Need to, dude, because we need that edge, brother, because it's 3v4.
Yeah,
there's 3 killers.
There's 3 of them, motherfuckers.
3 human killers.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you play as Grandpa?
No.
You feed Grandpa blood to upgrade your abilities as a killer.
Yep.
Oh.
So you kill somebody
like
you
can play as Grandpa.
I don't know if it's when you get a good hit on somebody they drop blood,
yeah,
or if it's you get a kill. There's only 4 survivors.
Yeah.
Victims, as they're calling them.
Yeah. I was thinking like, you can play as Grandpa, but somebody has to like push him in the wheelchair the whole time.
bro.
Scout Taylor Compton is in the game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
as
that's
one
right.
of the killers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damien Maffei, I'm friends with him on Facebook. Cool dude. He's a killer. They created.
Did they create their own killers?
No, not Scout Taylor Compton. She's a victim, I think. Sissy, no. one of the ladies from the Halloween remake. It wasn't Danielle Harris.
Is Scout Taylor Compton.
Nah.
She plays Laurie Strode in those movies.
Hold on. No, it's Linda. Who plays Linda?
Linda.
I don't remember her name. But, yeah, like, I'm sure it'll be good. Same thing with Killer Clowns. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Klebe. Christina Klebe?
I don't know her.
Desmerado.
Sorry. Keep talking.
Goo? GTA 5 2? 2? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really well prepared for the year, so I'm Evil Dead Rise. I'm obviously very excited for.
Yeah,
I'm very much looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
Yeah, and then also like for TV shows,
Christina Klebe.
Okay, but for TV shows, there's still like a good chance like Chucky season 3 can come out this year.
Yeah,
Maxine.
Yeah, Maxine
might
yeah.
come out this year.
The third installment of the X trilogy.
It'll either be this year or next year, I think.
I hope it's this year.
That'd be pretty cool.
I was kind of hoping they had Maxine done when they released the teaser so they could
That's
have three movies out in a
too.
Year. It's like, damn, three movie turnaround in a year, bro?
It'd be like Fear Street where they just released like three movies
all once.
In like the same month.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Tree. But yeah, they did them back to back to back. That's why.
They
weren't like, all right, bro, we got a week to get this movie done.
That would have been a disaster.
We did that for Follow Camp Blood. We didn't get all of it done. We got most of the principal photography done in a week. We were supposed to have a 3 week shooting block for that, actually. We were supposed to be doing that for 3 weeks. But obviously, you know, you can't hold people back from their jobs and make them work for free.
For sure.
Yeah.
For that long. Anyway. I think that about does this episode.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all that I can think of. All
right. Well, if y'all enjoyed this episode, we came from beneath the sea. Leave a review if you're on Apple Podcasts. Actually, I think you can review on Spotify
you
now
can.
As well. So drop us a review wherever you can. Send us your review via email at beneaththeseapod@gmail.com, all lowercase, all one word. Our Twitter is WCFBTS. Instagram, we came from beneath the sea, all one word. If you want to follow our Facebook, sure. Not really active over there much anymore.
I mean, you could still message the page.
Yeah, you can message the page for sure. I forgot to do it in the last recording. We did get an email from one of our listeners, and I would like to shout him out.
Shout him out
while we're here. I got this from Mikey. You know who you are. He said, I'll read it out if he would like that. He said, welcome back, dudes. My name is Mikey, and I'm a huge fan of the show. Been listening since you started the Friday franchise breakdown, and I've been hooked ever since. I actually listened to the F-13 breakdown episodes over and over again because it's my favorite franchise, and you guys are fucking hilarious. It's gotten to the point I can recite some of the jokes in these episodes. You guys are easily my favorite and go-to horror podcast, and you make my workdays go by a lot faster. Stoked you're back and can't wait for the F-13 Part 5 redo episode. Mikey, I hope you enjoyed that.
Very nice. Yeah. We released that, what was that, last week? Or this week, right?
That was last week.
Okay.
It was this Monday.
Yeah.
Two episodes ago from this release date.
Yeah.
But it was released Monday the 23rd.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
That means a lot to us, you know.
Yeah.
That was like our first email.
It was. And I think Mikey did send us a message on Facebook a while ago. I don't know if I told y'all, but I responded to him, and I was like, hey, it means a lot.
I think I remember that,
We appreciate you, Mikey,
for sure, bro.
We got you covered. We're doing episodes again.
Absolutely. Email us back when you hear this episode. I got something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Keep an eye on our Twitter, actually, and our Instagram, because we'll be posting it there. We will be getting our February list out. Well, this will release the first week of February.
Yeah.
But the rest of February, keep an eye out. We don't know what we're going to do yet. But we do have a special guest lined up for February.
Mm-hmm. It is our first
Zach's wife.
Female guest.
My wife.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know what we're doing. I think I know what we're doing.
I think we're going to do the haunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because she likes that movie. For
I'm going to be referencing Scary Movie 2 the whole time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did the first time I watched it with her. I just couldn't help but reference Scary Movie.
Yep. Anyway, we hope you all have a good week. We hope we made your day a little better.
Oh, yeah.
I know we all need it in these times, for sure.
For sure.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Like I said, keep an eye on the Twitter, at WCFBTS.
Correct.
Instagram, too. We came from beneath the sea. We'll be back next week, like I said. And bye.
Sayonara.
See ya.